A third force in the Ukraine conflict, soldiers from Russia's Wagner Group, essentially hired mercenaries, many of them hired from Russian prisons. The group is controlled by Yevgeny Prigozhin, a close ally of Vladimir Putin, and this week featured in a video made by his own media service, visiting injured fighters in a St. Petersburg clinic.
You must not pity a soldier at war. You must take care of him. Therefore, each soldier should be unique.
With more than 50,000 deployed in Ukraine, the Wagner Group has been on the US radar for a number of months, and now it's been declared a significant transnational criminal organization.
In coordination with this designation, we will also impose additional sanctions next week against Wagner and its support network across multiple continents. These actions recognize the transcontinental threat that Wagner poses, including through its ongoing pattern of serious criminal activity.
At the same time, though, the U.S. maintains that a mounting rivalry between the Wagner Group and the formal Russian military could impact on Russian performance in the ongoing war.
We are seeing indications, including in intelligence, that tensions between Wagner and the Russian Ministry of Defense are increasing. Wagner is becoming a rival power center to the Russian military and other Russian ministries.
The Russian army has a very low morale. So the only way to spike morale and to bring victories is to bring these people who get a lot of money, who are basically professional mercenaries and also professional criminals released from jails. That's what Stalin actually did as well.
The U.S. has also accused North Korea of arming the Wagner Group, displaying images of what it says are Russian rail cars being loaded with North Korean weapons systems, potentially putting the group in a position where it could change battlefield dynamics in Ukraine, something the U.S. clearly hopes its sanctions will help prevent. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.